News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening and a warm welcome to another episode of Northeast Diary, your window into the vibrant cultures, inspiring stories and unfolding events from the eight jewels of India's Northeast. I'm Vinita Thakur, and in today's program, we explore the rich cultural heritage of the Pochori tribe of Nagaland. We also bring you a report on the celebration of World Book Day 2026 in Agartala. But first, let's listen to a special segment, Ananya Interacts, where our reporter Ananya takes you into the lives of students, professionals and members of the Northeast community living in Delhi. From navigating the fast pace of the city to overcoming cultural challenges and indeed finding a sense of belonging, their stories reflect resilience and personal growth. Stay tuned as we bring you fresh perspectives, real experiences and powerful conversations from the heart of the metro.
I am Ananya Dhaiya from Delhi School of Journalism, and today on Northeast Diary, I'm sitting down with two people I have interacted with here. But their connection to Northeast is what really stands out. Let's dive into their stories and experience the exoticness of Northeast India. We have Shayan Das, who carries the Northeast in his blood.
Shayan Das, and I'm from Tripura.
And we have Raghvendra Tiwari, who carries the Northeast in his heart.
I'm Raghvend and I'm connected to Arunachal Pradesh.
Now, I would like to begin with Shayan. Shayan, how would you describe your connection with the Northeast?
How could I describe my connection with the Northeast? I am the son of the soil. And being there, it is like very much delightful and like it is very much culturally aligned, according to me.
Well, like it actually shapes your identity and a part of who you are. Now, moving on to Raghvendra. Raghvendra, how did the Northeast become such an important part in your journey?
Okay, so first of all, my roots are from Uttar Pradesh. But I came to Arunachal Pradesh when I was like 4 or 5 years old, where I grew up, where I studied, made friends and understood life. So over the time, I guess that place felt like more home than a home.
That's very fascinating. Like, you did not start from here, but it actually resides in your nostalgia and memories, and it ultimately shaped who you are. Now, moving on to the core of this conversation, Shayan, do you think the Northeast is truly understood in the mainstream media?
Understood, maybe no. And basically it is observed, like more of an observed, but people are getting aware of in this current era, and I think so, like, will improve over time.
Right. So there is still a gap in how it's seen versus what it actually is. Raghvendra, how did your perception change after experiencing it firsthand?
Okay, the perception, to be honest, it's very simple. In Northeast, or in particular Arunachal, where I was, so when I went to school, I met friends and they were like very much alike, like similar to me. They're the same sort of everything. So I guess there's not much difference in particular perception. The perception is very clear. They are very overwhelming, strong and very good.
That shift really says a lot. Like, experience does change perspectives, I believe now. Now, let's discuss about the cultural aspects of the Northeast India. Shayan, would you like to share one cultural element you are most proud of?
Oh my goodness, the purity of human connection, to be like honest. Whenever we are celebrating Durga Puja, we could even see the people of the tribal community, like the Deburma and the Tripuri community. They also like so overwhelmingly participate in those kind of festivals. And even at times when the Hojagiri festival is being seen, when Kharchi Puja, the Kher Puja, these like festivals, the like Puja of the 14 gods, that thing. So, like, we also celebrate with such whole heart, and like the way of acceptance between the communities is really phenomenal. And I shall say, like, we're proud of this.
That's honestly very beautiful, Shayan. You can just feel how much it means to you. And it's not just a culture, I think it's something you have just grown up with, and something that stays with you. Now, I would like to move on to Raghvendra. Raghvendra, what do you feel is the most cultural element you feel most connected to?
Okay, that's a very good question. And to be honest, I'm actually more connected to the community thing. in Northeast, you'll find the communities are a very great thing. Any people who is even an IS officer, an IPS officer, a big business merchant, that person, and it's the time for your cultural community, farming, culture community, agriculture, that particular thing in cultural aspect of Northeast, they will all be coming down together, doing their things. They'll celebrate this entire agriculture thing as a festival. So that one particular thing of the culture of Arunachal Pradesh is very beautiful, and I think I'm most connected to it.
Really very special, because your connection comes from experiencing it and choosing to hold on to it. My concluding question is open to both of you. What's the most enchanting aspect of the Northeast you feel connected to?
As I said, we could see Durga Puja, the festivals. Festivals are the time when you can see the maximum engagement between the communities. Mm-hmm. And also, like, we are having some cultural aspects too, like the pineapple, queen pineapple of Tripura. Like, it is also being exported. For example, like you told me about the bamboo achar a few times back.
It's really a delicacy.
Yeah, so exactly. These are the things, like, we are very much fond of. And we definitely miss, like, being in Delhi.
That's fabulous. Moving on to Raghvendra. Raghvendra, what's your take on this question?
Okay, as I said, being in Delhi is something, okay, we are here for work, but somehow it feels very detached when you're not in Arunachal. So first of all, what's the most beautiful thing about North is its simplicity. The people, everything is so simple, so clean, so pure. Let it be air, let it be people, let it be the words, let it be the heart. Everything is so simple and beautiful. So I think that's the most best thing ever happened to me is Northeast and the people of Northeast, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely. And maybe the Northeast isn't something you can fully explain. It's something you carry with you in stories, in memories, and sometimes just in a feeling you can't quite put in words. And listening to both of you, it feels like no matter how different the journeys are, the connection somehow finds its way. Thank you for being a part of Northeast Diary today. I am Ananya Daya, and this is a story that doesn't really end here.
World Book Day, observed on 23rd April, celebrates the power of books and reading. Marking this occasion, a special literary event was held at the Agartala Press Club, bringing together writers, readers and publishers. Here is a report from our Agartala correspondent Suman Bhattacharji.
Books are companions, like signatures etched into our lives. They stay with us, quietly becoming a part of who we are. Because books never betray you. They never have. Instead, they enrich you endlessly, giving everything they hold. Buying books, borrowing books, that's natural. But true bibliophiles often go a step further, even calling book stealing a sacred habit. For seekers of knowledge, the passion for reading sometimes overrides all rules. And in a humorous twist, even such thieves are forgiven. Sometimes rewarded with more books at fairs. This vibrant love for books was clearly visible at the Agartala Press Club on the last Sunday of April during the World Book Day celebrations. Leading the discussion on reading culture was Shubhabrata Deb, the driving force behind Akshar Publications, with over 3 decades of experience in the literary field.
Akshar is the only organization in the state who is observing World Book Day every year in a befitting manner. And since last 3.5 years, we are doing the same. And this year also, actually to promote the reading habit, you know, the reading habit is declining nowadays. And because of this electronic gadget and for all this, the traditional book, printed form book, is kind of under threat. And mainstream Bengali publication also doing some horror and some thriller books, which is not actually good for any reader. So we should stick on our basic. We should be honest on the publishing.
The evolution of reading, writing and publishing with time is not necessarily a negative change. In fact, it often signals progress. However, in today's era of rapidly advancing artificial intelligence, concerns around the future of books and writing are natural. Addressing these concerns, invited speaker from Kolkata, eminent poet, writer and former Eastern Regional Director of the Bharatiya Sahitya Academy, Professor Arunangshu Kaur, shared a hopeful people perspective, emphasize that modern technological tools should serve as assistants, not replacements, in the creative process.
This is very important that Core Publications is celebrating World Book Day, Vishwa Pustak Divas, because ultimately books are the most important asset in one's life, and books never betray us. I mean, books are most dependable friends of mankind, and that is why, you know, to celebrate life, ultimately we need to celebrate books. Meaning after 50 years, what will happen, I don't know. But I don't think that right now there is any serious threat to books. Of course, AI might change things a lot. And the poets, the novelists, they will, you know, be going through a very tough time, because it could be that they might be absolutely redundant, because AI will start writing novels and poems. It could be so. Might be in 10 years or so. So that is something that we need to think about, how to combat AI as authors. But even then, I don't think that AI also is kind of a threat to books, because AI is ultimately not a replacement for books. Technology, I think, will not be able to do great damage to books. Books will ultimately survive.
While many forms of addiction raise concern, the addiction to reading deserves encouragement more than ever. In Tripura, book fairs have sparked a new wave of confidence, giving rise to a generation of publishers driven by passion and purpose. Today, books are not just feeding minds, but also creating livelihoods. They are nurturing both intellectual and economic growth. World Book Day serves as a reminder that books remain one of humanity's greatest treasures, shaping thoughts, culture, and the future. For Northeast Diary, Shuman Bhattacharji, Akashvani, Agartala.
जहाँ कंचन जंघा हसी जहाँ बच्चा चिस्ता रंगी जहाँ कंचन जंघा हसी ये हो हमरो धाना को देश तपोवन हो प्यारो बक्सा सिस्तारंगी जहां कंचन जंघासी
On 28th April 2026, Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended the Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations in Gangtok, inaugurating and laying the foundation for over 30 development projects worth thousands of crores. Addressing a gathering at Paljor Stadium, the Prime Minister highlighted Sikkim's natural beauty, cultural richness, and its significant journey of development over the past 5 decades.
साथियों, सिक्किम के लोगों से मिलना मुझे हमेशा एक अलग सुकून देता है. आपकी सौम्यता, आपकी सादगी, आपके चेहरों की मुस्कान अद्भुत है. यहां आने से पहले भी मैं सिक्किम के कई प्रतिभाशाली लोगों से मिला. सिक्किम के प्रबुद्ध लोग, पद्म सम्मान विजेता आर्टिस्ट और फुटबॉलर्स, उनसे अलग अलग विषयों पर मेरी बात हुई.
He praised the people of the state for preserving cleanliness, heritage and environmental values.
जिस तरह सभी जातीय समुदायों ने स्वागत किया, हर समुदाय की अपनी वेशभूषा, अपना अपना संगीत, अपनी अपनी परंपराएं, पूरा माहौल ही एक बड़े महोत्सव में बदल गया था। ये दृश्य ऐसा था जैसे प्रकृति की गोद में अलग अलग रंग खिले हो। और जो एक सबसे अच्छी बात मुझे पूरे रास्ते पर दिखी वो थी सिक्किम की सड़कों की स्वच्छता। आप सबको सैल्यूट। दूर दूर तक कोई गंदगी नहीं। वायु में भी स्वच्छता, सड़कों पर भी स्वच्छता। सिक्किम के आप लोग प्रकृति के पक्के वाले संरक्षक हैं, ब्रांड एम्बेसडर है। मैं फिर देशवासियों को कहता हूं, सिक्किम आइए, कितना साफ सुथरा स्वच्छ बनाए रखा है सिक्किम को।
श्री मोदी एम्फसाइज्ड दैट द प्रोजेक्ट्स लॉन्च टुडे स्पैन की सेक्टर्स इंक्लूडिंग कनेक्टिविटी, टूरिज्म, हेल्थ एंड एजुकेशन विद स्पेशल फोकस ऑन इंप्रूविंग इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर एंड रिस्टोरिंग कनेक्टिविटी इन अफेक्टेड एरियाज।
साथियों, हमारे सिक्किम की बहुत बड़ी ताकत उसकी टूरिज्म इकोनॉमी है। सिक्किम का क्षेत्रफल देश के कुल क्षेत्रफल का 1% से भी कम है, लेकिन देश की 25% से ज्यादा फ्लोरल डाइवर्सिटी हमारे सिक्किम में मिलती है। यहां पक्षियों की करीब 500 प्रजातियां, बटरफ्लाइज की करीब 700 प्रजातियां, खूबसूरत फॉरेस्ट कवर, कंचनजंगा का अद्भुत आकर्षण, कितना कुछ है। इसलिए हर कोई बार बार सिक्किम आना चाहता है।
He reiterated that tourism remains a major strength of Sikkim and noted ongoing efforts to boost it through better roads, rail links and innovative projects.
साथियों, सिक्किम के टूरिज्म से यहां बहुत बड़ी संख्या में लोगों की आय जुड़ी हुई है। और टूरिज्म तभी बढ़ता है, उस राज्य का इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर जब बढ़िया हो तब बढ़ता है। इसलिए हम सिक्किम की कनेक्टिविटी और यहां इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर पर सबसे ज्यादा फोकस कर रहे हैं। बीते वर्षों में यहां सैकड़ों किलोमीटर हाईवेज का निर्माण हुआ है। गांव गांव तक सड़कों को पहुंचाने के लिए तेजी से काम चल रहा है। बाग डोगरा से गंगटोक तक एक्सप्रेसवे का निर्माण हो, सेवोक रंगपुर रेल लाइन हो, ये प्रोजेक्ट सिक्किम को पूरे देश से जोड़ने का जरिया बन रहे हैं।
The Prime Minister also underlined the state's achievements in organic farming, clean energy and sustainable development, calling Sikkim a model for the nation.
साथियों, आज दुनिया सस्टेनेबल लाइफस्टाइल की बात कर रही है। आज क्लीन एनर्जी पर दुनिया का फोकस है। आज ऑर्गेनिक फूड्स को प्राथमिकता दी जा रही है। मुझे खुशी है कि हमारा नॉर्थ ईस्ट और सिक्किम इस फ्यूचरिस्टिक ग्रोथ का बड़ा केंद्र है। सिक्किम ने पूरे देश को दिशा दिखाई है। सिक्किम ने तो 10 साल पहले 2016 में ही पूरे राज्य को ऑर्गेनिक स्टेट घोषित कर दिया था। हमारा डेमाजोंग अब केवल राइस उत्पादन के लिए नहीं जाना जाता, उसकी पहचान अब ऑर्गेनिक राइस के लिए जो होने लगी है। बड़ी इलायची, अदरक, हल्दी, एवोकाडो, कीवी, ऐसे कितने ही उत्पाद देश और दुनिया के बाजार तक पहुंच रहे हैं। सिक्किम में मेडिसिनल प्लांट्स की भी सैकड़ों प्रजातियां पाई जाती है। ये भी स्थानीय लोगों की आय बढ़ाने का जरिया बन रही है। साथियों, ऑर्गेनिक और प्राकृतिक खेती का सिक्किम का मॉडल ये पूरे देश के लिए एक प्रेरणा है।
Congratulating the people on the occasion, he reaffirmed the government's commitment to accelerating development in the Northeast and contributing to the vision of a Viksit Bharat.
मैं सिक्किम के लोगों को और सभी देशवासियों को 50 वर्ष की इस महत्वपूर्ण यात्रा के इस उत्सव की बहुत-बहुत बधाई देता हूं। मैं आपको विश्वास दिलाता हूं, आपके प्यार, आपका स्नेह, आपका आशीर्वाद का ये कर्ज, इसे चुकाने के लिए मैं कोई कोर कसर बाकी नहीं छोड़ूंगा।
दिस इज अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय फॉर नॉर्थ ईस्ट डायरी।
The rich cultural mosaic of Nagaland is home to many indigenous tribes, each with its own unique identity, traditions and history. Among them is the Pochuri tribes, one of the lesser known yet culturally vibrant communities inhabiting the southeastern corner of the state. Our Kohima correspondent Nasuno tells us more about the life, culture and heritage of Pochuri Naga community.
Nestled in the southeastern part of Nagaland, the Pochuri tribe primarily inhabits Maluri district, often referred to as the land of fortune, a region bordered by the Myanmar to the east and neighboring districts like Zinibuto and Tunsang to the north. Despite their ancient origins, the Pochuri were officially recognized as a distinct tribe only in 1990. The name Pochuri itself symbolizes unity, derived from three early settlers groups, Sapo, Kuchu and Kuri, who over time came together to form a shared identity rooted in common traditions and history. The Pochuri are a mixed ethnic group of Indo-Mongoloid origin, known for their simplicity, honesty and strong sense of community. Their history lives on through oral traditions passed down across generations, preserving their customs, beliefs and way of life. The region they inhabit is rich in natural beauty, rolling hills, dense evergreen forests and flowing rivers define the landscape. It is home to diverse wildlife, including species like the hornbill and wild bison. Among its scenic highlights are the picturesque Shiloy Lake, the largest lake in Nagaland, and Mount Nazi, one of the state's highest peaks. Flowing through this terrain is the Tizu River, the longest river in Nagaland, which sustains agriculture and daily life. Farming remains the backbone of the Pochuri economy, with a majority of its population engaged in agriculture. Traditional practices such as jhum cultivation and terrace farming continue to be widely followed. Beyond agriculture, the Pochuri people are skilled artisans. They are known for weaving, bamboo and cane crafts, pottery and blacksmithing. Unique traditions such as indigenous salt making are still preserved in some villages, reflecting their deep connection with nature and traditional knowledge system. Linguistically, the tribe is diverse with several dialects spoken across villages. The Miluri dialect, however, serve as a common link, enabling communication and unity among the people. Customary laws and practices, though unwritten, played a vital role in maintaining order and guiding community life. Spiritually, the Puchiri people once followed an animistic belief system centered on harmony between human nature and the supernatural. They believe in supreme being along with various spirits influencing everyday life. Rituals, festivals and folklores were deeply connected to these beliefs. One of the most significant cultural celebrations is Yemshe, the premier festival of the Puchiri tribe, observed every year on the 5th of October. It marks the welcoming of the new harvest and is a time for thanksgiving and community bonding. The word Yemshe translates to aroma of the house, symbolizing abundance and prosperity. Preparation for the festival includes village cleaning, rituals and social gatherings. Engaged couples renew their bonds, and the highlights is a sanctification feast hosted by a chosen family for the entire village. The celebration culminates in a grand feast, after which the harvest season begins, marking a new agricultural cycle. Today, even as modern influences shape their way of life, the Puchiri people remain deeply rooted in their tradition, preserving their identity while embracing change. The story of the Puchiri tribe is one of the resilient unity and cultural richness. From their vibrant traditions to their deep connection with nature, they continue to be an integral part of Nagaland's diverse heritage. For Northeast Diary, Asunyo from Kohima.
And this brings us to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Join us again next week, same day, same time, for more inspiring stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye and do take good care of yourself.
Was presented by Vinita Thakur and produced by Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the News Services Division of Akashwani.